welcome everyone to a very special edition of the show today. I'm Felix Levine, and to my right, Johnny Alight. Before we get into it, we also, of course, want to make sure that we shout out Dr. Kramer at CannabisExamNY.com. Medical marijuana is now legal in New York State, which means you can now go to www.CannabisExamNY.com today to start the process on getting your New York medical marijuana card. Again, CannabisExamNY.com today, an 100% refund. If you don't qualify, we'll put the link in the description of this video, so go check that out. And also, another reminder to subscribe to the show right now if you haven't done so, and the Patreon. You'll be able to ask John personalized questions. All content goes there early. And of course, today, we're going to talk about and address the situation with Gene. This is the newspaper article for those who haven't seen it. Obviously, John and I have been getting messages right and left about it, so obviously we're going to address it. I think we have just about as many details as anybody else does. We don't really have that much information on the situation. As for the show, you know, from here on out, it'll be John and I. Again, we haven't come up with a new title for the show or any of that, but all content for the Johnny and Gene show will stay posted. But the show obviously have a different feel. I think on a personal level for myself, you know, when I got the call from our beloved manager, surprised, I guess not shocked, in the sense that, you know, it's a tough situation. You don't know. I mean, Gene is a special character. You know, I mean, he's been very open on an episode, I think one of our favorites, with the psychologist, Michael Nasif. He was very open about, you know, being bipolar, having ADD, ADHD. In my opinion, I think it's, you know, a system that doesn't help people like that. I know he never really had the therapy, was never on the medications needed. So, you know, for me, I guess my initial feeling was just quite sadness, really. And I'm not a big religious person, but in a lot of ways, you kind of just pray for him as a person that, you know, he's going to be okay in whatever, however it turns out. Again, we don't have any more information than you guys do. But, you know, in terms of the show, there's a lot of unknowns, I guess. This is all relatively new news to us. But that's just kind of, you know, how I feel. I mean, you know, obviously for his family, it must be hard. So prayers out to the family. And, you know, again, they're still trying to figure out the situation as well. So that's really all I have. I'll let you hand it over and, you know, tell the world what you think.
So for the people that are sending messages in support of the show, and for Gene himself and his family, you know, obviously we appreciate it. I can't write everybody back. Everybody's asking me questions. But what I can do is tell you that on this show, we've had several attorneys, we had therapists, we had individuals, we had pastors. And the biggest thing this show was meant to do was to help people. So people that have drug problems or alcohol problems or temper problems, we all know that people slip, and we can all relate to that. And no one's perfect. People make mistakes, and people do slip. They have that drink when they shouldn't, and they start at the bottom of the hill again. Now, I don't know the details. Newspapers, magazines, news reports aren't accurate. No, none of us know what's going on yet. I guess in time we'll be able to tell what's going on. So as far as prejudging one way or another, I hope everybody understands that struggles in life, that sometimes there's struggles in life. Gene's been doing the right thing for the things that he does do that I know of. He got involved with me in several programs that I do, helping kids, men empowering men. He talked to individuals when I asked them from all these organizations, second chance programs, high schools I've done, like Newark High School, high schools out of the country, colleges I've done lectures at. So he's involved in the background a lot of the stuff with me, and he's been doing this with me for about 8 months. So I'm not sure why some of this has come up. Did he have permission or not? I'm not involved with his legal case. And hopefully, I would think he does have permission, because he's been involved. And we've hit magazines, blogs for the last year, and millions of people have reached out and watched our show. So I'm going to keep this on a positive note. You know, I hope everything is well with his family. Everything's going to work out for him. And again, thank you for the support, everybody. And sometimes life's a struggle, and that's what this show's about, for the good or the bad. And hopefully this is for the good, and he comes back and everything works out for him and his family. Thank you.
Perfect. So Yeah, I think that sums it all up. And, you know, of course, we'll keep putting out content, slightly different format, obviously, but we have a lot of really great guests, and the show, you know, albeit in a different way, is still up and running. So thank you for the support.
Thanks, everybody.